96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
So let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
Yeah, school is almost out and summer is almost here. So what will you do with your children during their summer vacation break? Well, we have ideas to keep them off the couch and off the streets. Joining us to talk about this are John Stokes. He's the Deputy Director for the D.C. Department of Parks and Recreation, and Rosalind Johnson, Deputy Director for the Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation. If you have any questions about what to do with your children during the summer, how to keep them from being couch potatoes, how to keep them from being idle, well, now is the time to give us a call. We've got programs to talk about, most of them free, many of them costing very, very little, if anything at all. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. John, Rosalind, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, I want to get some news stuff out of the way real quick, because certainly we're going to have a lot of young people hitting the parks and trying to find things to do. And John, as you know, there's been a bit of a hubbub about park safety, particularly in Northeast D.C. and in Brookland, Taft Park, the our council member has spoken about it, as well as, you know, police issues. What is the status of making sure the parks, not just there, but across the city, are safe for families?
Well, the district, we have 375 parks, and so we have 900 acres of green space. So there's a lot of land to cover there. But we are going to be focused on working with the Metropolitan Police Department to ensure the safety of our parks. We're also going to be providing, again, we're going to get into this, but we're going to be providing programs, because an idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Yeah.
And so these kids, they're looking for something to do. They're looking for activities. And so we're going to be looking to provide that this summer to keep them off the streets, to keep them occupied.
Okay, I appreciate that. Also, Rosalind, obviously a lot of talk about, you know, tax increases in Prince George's County for a great many things. We saw a little uptick, I should say, for park funds with the Maryland, the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission. Kind of explain how much we're talking about and how this will affect the parks, please.
So we're talking about a 1.5 cent increase, which is a small increase for taxpayers, but we recognize any increase, people do notice a difference. But we are the number one parks and recreation agency in the country. John might think otherwise.
What? Well, we got some number ones over here, too.
We do have 5 national gold medals, which is more than any other parks and recreation agency in the country. And so we do pride ourselves on having those national gold medals. But quality programming costs, and prices are going up. They go up every single day. But we try not to pass that price on to our taxpayers through the fees that we charge. We have tightened our belt. We have cut costs. We have passed some of the costs onto our employees, but there's still a gap that needed to be filled. So this 1.5 cent increase, cent increase in taxes will help stave off us having to do major deep cuts that will really affect the programming that we are able to offer to our residents.
Well, I appreciate you both for addressing those critical issues regarding safety and maintenance and upkeep of the parks, because we certainly want people to be able to visit the parks, feel safe, and have a nice place to look at, you know, gold medal or, you know, whatever. Boy, I hope I'm going to have to keep you two apart.
We're friendly competitors.
I'm certainly glad to hear that. If you have a question about any of the programs that we're going to be talking about, and especially if you need information about where to get more info, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. John, let me start with you. In the district, What is the most popular thing that a lot of parents are perhaps looking for when it comes to having things for their children to do? What programs are really, really popular?
So, again, in the district, and by the way, the district is the fittest city in the country, Roslyn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, this is going to be a long show.
And we also have the most community gardens per capita. Mm-hmm. The what residents are really looking for their children are structured activities, something that where they can drop their children, and they're looking for something that's affordable as well. We have some of the lowest rates in the country. For a two-week camp session, it's $100. That's cheaper than child care, and you get two meals a day with that as well. So they're really looking for structured activities, and they're looking for a variety of programs. But it's not even just for the children. What we have found by doing community surveys and reaching out to communities is that sure, while they want to make sure that their kids aren't engaged in camps, you know, that doesn't last all day. They want to make sure that something is involved with them in the evenings as well for the adults and for the kids. And to that extent, the district is going to be offering even late-night programming this year. So late-night basketball, late-night tennis, late-night pool parties.
Wow.
And so really, again, our mission is, you know, things don't stop. Even though camps end at 5 o'clock, people want to continue because the sun stays up longer and activities want to continue.
Okay, Roslyn, can you top that?
Well, we're not in competition.
We are not.
Parks and Recreation, we're really in the business of saving lives.
Of course,
that's what we do each and every day. We like to redirect youth's behavior so that they're engaged, as John said, into positive activities. We can save your life whether you're walking through a park and becoming more healthy and extending your life, or whether or not your youth are involved in our activities. As John said, parents are looking for structured activities, and we have very reasonable, I can actually beat John's price, because we have a playground, summer playground program. So for all 6 weeks during the summer, it's $40 for all 6 weeks. So, and that's for ages 6 through 12 from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And we also have a teen summer playground program, which is for ages 13 to 17 from 11 to 5 p.m., and that's $40 for all 6 weeks during the summer.
Let me stop you there because I've got to take a break. This is going to be really good.
No breaks.
We've got to pay the bills. But when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Talking about keeping your children occupied during the summer. We'll be back in just a bit.
At the Alpine Blast, pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about giving your children something to do during the summer, getting them off the couch and off and out of the streets. My guests are John Stokes. He is the Deputy Director of the D.C. Department of Parks and Recreation, and Roslyn Johnson, Deputy Director of the Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation. If you have a question for them or a comment, give us a call right now. I promise I will be taking your calls even after 7:30 at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And before I pick up the phone lines, just want to give you a couple of web addresses. pgparks.com, that's where you can find all of the information that Roslyn has been gracious enough to begin sharing with us. Also, dpr.dc.gov, that's dpr.dc.gov for the district's Park and Recreations Department for all kinds of programs and goodies this summer. Robert, calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've worked with kids, you know, off and on quite a bit through school, mentoring, church and all. And when parents give their kids something and they say it's boring, what you need to do is look right at your child and say, boring people get bored. And they will find something to do real quick, or they will make it interesting because they don't want to be a boring person.
I see. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you so much, which really makes sense because we want to keep the young people interested and engaged. Could you share something about that, Roslyn?
We, if you can think of a camp, we pretty much have it. I talked about our playgrounds, summer playgrounds earlier, but we have summer camps which run June 24th through August 21st. It's from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., including before and after care, and they are themed camps. Those prices are a little bit more, so they range in prices, but from $90 for 1 or 2 week session to $360. We have comedy camps, creative expression,
comedy camps. Oh, I want to hear more about that in just a bit. Oh boy, you can run that down. And I got to get John in here real quick because, again, John, we want to keep young people engaged. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
I agree with Roslyn. You have to offer a variety of different types of camp experiences for these kids. And for us, we listen to them. We listen to what type of camps they want. We will have everything from coding camps to fashion camps.
Coding? You mean like computer camps?
Like computer camps.
Oh, wow.
Because kids are really, they're into how to make videos and how to music camps. So again, and at the end of the summer, they put in a major production where all the kids who put together computer programs, videos, fashion shows, poetry, art, sports. So, again, as you're right, this, as long as you keep them engaged and give them something that they want to do, then it's a win-win for everyone.
Wow. Real quick, Melanie calling from Northeast D.C. Melanie, what's on your mind?
We're having a youth summit on June 26th, and it's going to be at Friendship Collegiate Academy on 4095 Minnesota Avenue. It's free and open to the public for students.
Who is we, Melanie?
It's a partnership of the several offices and agencies in D.C. We do it every year. This is our fifth annual summit.
Okay. So where can we get more information about it? Because, you know, Melanie, to be quite honest, you just kind of called and said, hey, guess what? We're having a thing. So I need to know about your thing. So is there?
Yes. Well, the focus is going to be Know Your Rights, which is a very important topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there will also be performers, and there will also be some entertainment for the students.
So where can we get information about that, Melanie? Is there a website?
Sure. They can call our office at 202-252-6930.
And what office is that?
I'm sorry?
What office is that?
It's the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The U.S. Attorney's Office. Thank you, Melanie.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. Okay, and what's the website?
They can reach us at dc.outreach@usdoj.gov.
Okay, now I feel a little bit better, a little bit safer, because at first you called and you said, we're having a thing. I'm not sending my kids to a thing. Okay.
So I made a few comments. I was in the car, and I just have a great program for youth coming up. So I wanted to say, give a shout-out to us, and hope all the youth can come out for something positive.
Sounds good. Melanie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I need to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Sharon. We're going to talk to Anya. We're going to talk to Marie. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown. And the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few. Stay with us.
The Howard University.